Welcome to the Emotional Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Rochelle. This podcast started as a space to really just share my journey, to share the experiences and the things that I was going through as I learned to self-regulate, as I learned to manage my emotions. And it has transformed into so much more. I am a 6'3 emotional manifesting generator in human design. And so this space is really just everything that I trial and error, it's everything, amazing guests coming to you, talking about their journey, their experiences with emotions, and really just take what resonates and leave what doesn't. We're all unique individuals. And so we all have different perspectives. We all have different viewpoints. And it's really coming to that space where you can trust yourself. And that's where that is my mission. That is my goal. That is my purpose, to empower you to trust yourself, to find that space, to ground in it, to come back to yourself over and over and over again, because there's so much freedom and there is so much power and there is so much beauty in that. This journey can feel really isolating at times. It is beautiful. It is painful. It is joyful. It is love. It is all of the things. And we are all of the things all at once. And so just have grace with yourself, have compassion with yourself through this. And I am so grateful that you are listening to this episode wherever you are listening. Thank you for allowing me into your day. All right, welcome back to the podcast. This week, we have some big stuff going on astrologically. We talked about it on the episode with Jesse Eccles, but I wanted to just take a brief moment at the beginning of this episode to sort of highlight a few things that are happening. So we had our new moon in Cancer on Monday, the 17th, and the nodes changed signs. So we went from this Taurus Scorpio axis, which is all about money, sexuality, right? Sensuality with Taurus, all those sorts of things, like sourcing food, all the things, the economy. And we moved into this Aries Libra axis. So Aries is about self-leadership, right? It's a starter energy. It's Mars ruled. It's action. It's movement. It's fire. It's all these things. And Libra is an air sign. Libra is ruled by Venus. Libra is more the peacemaker. It's harmony. It's balance. It's judgment. But it's also codependent, people pleaser. It wants all the harmony and all the ways. And so as we're moving through this, we may find as a collective, we're leaning more towards these people-pleasing, codependent areas of comfort where we just want harmony. We want to just make everything like smooth sailings. And the thing with the nodes is that you can't really fully embody the North Node, which is our purpose, our direction, where we're going, where we're headed in life, right? It's where we're pushing our edges to find ourselves. And you can't fully embrace the energy of the North Node until you integrate the lessons of the South Node. So the way I see this, because my North Node is at 29 degrees of Aries, which is where the nodes currently are. So I'm literally in my nodal return right now. And what I've discovered is that for so much of my life, I always ran back to that space of comfort, of playing the supporting role of, you know, in anything of just being like, okay, well, you make the decisions and I'll be here. Tell me when to show up. Tell me what to do when I show up, right? Sort of like outsourcing all of those things because that's comfortable. I wanted everybody just to be in harmony and I didn't want to rock the boat. I didn't want anybody to be angry and all those things. And so what I've learned as I'm now really stepping into this Aries North Node, which is highly uncomfortable. And also I know that's my direction. I feel it like deep in my soul that this is where I'm meant to be headed. But the way I see it is that now when I step into self-leadership, I'm able to incorporate all those Libran qualities, right? I'm able to, what's the word, a guide. I prefer guide rather than like lead, but it's not about like, so Aries shadow is going to be selfishness, right? So it's not like a dictatorship. It's not like me telling you what to do. What I've found in integrating Libra into this mix, into my direction and purpose, is being able to guide and support others while considering the whole relationship, right? It's bringing the we into the I. It's having compassion. It's, you know, keeping that balance and harmony. And also within that, coming back to myself. So that happened on Monday. So we may notice the collective shift. The collective may be, again, leaning more into those Libra qualities or leaning far left or far to the, in the Aries qualities. In my mind, I'm thinking right, South Node, left, North Node. But yeah, so leaning more into those. And it's going to be a lesson of really incorporating the Libra into the Aries so that we can actually lead and find leadership in a more compassionate space. And we have on Saturday, I believe it is the 22nd. Yes. So Saturday we have Venus going retrograde. Now Venus goes retrograde in Leo. So in each sign, it'll go retrograde every 8 years. So the last time Venus went retrograde in Leo was 2015. And the time before that was in 2007. So anytime we have a retrograde like this, it's going to be sort of bringing up elements of the last retrograde. So it's sort of like tying things together. So if you journal or anything, if you can reflect back to 2015 and 2007, like what were the key themes going on? And Venus is all about relationships, right? Venus has a duality too. Venus rules Taurus and Venus rules Libra. So these are very different energies, right? Venus ruling Taurus is more like, I literally think, so Taurus to me embodies like Gaia. It's Mother Nature. It's very Kapha, right? It's Earth. It's full. It's more of the raw, like that wild woman sort of feminine energy, right? It's sensual. It's grounded. It's of the earth. It's just very in its like natural element. And so when I think of Venus ruling Taurus, I think of that like wild woman, that like it's grounded, so it's not on fire, but just like sort of, yeah, that very sensual, tuned in type of feminine energy, as opposed to Venus ruling Libra. Libra is an air energy. Libra is intellectual. Libra wants harmony, balance, judgment, all those things. And it's very much about beauty. Taurus in Libra, Venus ruled Taurus is also about beauty, but it's in more of a sensual inner way, right? Like my beauty comes from within. My beauty comes from my connection with Earth, like those sort of earthy beauty things. And, you know, it's also values and morals and things like that. So Venus ruled Libra is a little bit more, I don't want to say put together. What's the word I'm looking for? Venus ruling Libra is more concerned, I guess, about its social aspect, right? It is about relationships. It is about like being social and how those relationships are reflecting you, because it's Libra is more about like the we. And it's about beauty and aesthetic in a very, just the word put together keeps coming to me. Whereas like Taurus feels more raw, Libra is more like put together. I don't know if that makes sense. That's the term that just continues to pop into my mind. So it is this duality of the feminine that Venus holds. And so when Venus goes retrograde, right, we're kind of pulling all these in. And anytime there's something, you know, it goes retrograde, it's pulling all these themes inward. It's also a little bit more like unconscious because it is like in the shadow. We can't necessarily see it at this time. So it's sort of like in reflection, we'll really be able to see the things that are coming up during this time. So Venus in Leo, Leo is dramatic, generous, warm, playful, creative, fun. It's all these things. It's really light energy, right? It's ruled by the sun, so it shines. It is the biggest thing in the sky, right? And it's shining its energy on Leo. And so Venus in Leo is going to bring out these more like playful aspects of Venus. And so as we're going retrograde, sort of these themes, like again, turning inward, like where are you feeling creative? Where are you, you know, maybe you're feeling called to like change your aesthetic, your beauty. Maybe you're having old relationship stuff come back up, right? Because Venus is all about relationships. So like really noticing when these things are coming up for you. And if you have a journaling practice, definitely journal during this time. This is why I'm obsessed with journaling. I love journaling because it allows me to reflect back on times like this and to be able to be like, oh, okay, well, that's interesting. Like the last new moon or new moon 6 months ago, this is what I put, or the last time Venus was in retrograde or anything like that, right? It allows you to sort of like reflect. And so I love journaling for that reason. And I can go back and look and just see what was going on at the time and notice the patterns and notice the things that are coming to fruition. So if you journal, just like taking this time to reflect, notice where Leo is in your chart, what house it is, what it rules, what planets are there, because Venus is going to go from 28 degrees, which is where it was currently at, or is currently at, and it's going to go back to 12 degrees and then obviously come back forth. So notice where it is, what houses it's passing through, because all of that's going to give you an idea of the energy that you're going to be feeling during this time. This episode was really just a reflection of the last month. I actually have another week to myself coming up this coming Monday. My kids are going to Florida. And it's interesting because now I feel like I can anticipate what might come up, because the last time I talked about that in this episode, but when my kids went on, were gone and I was by myself, I found myself in this very like, oh my gosh, like who am I if I'm not a mom? And so I feel like I've been through that. Like I witnessed that in myself over the last time that they were not here. And so this time I really worked to keep myself busy last time. And so this time I'm like, I'm just going to flow and I'm going to enjoy these moments. Literally, that's what I keep coming back to. I did like, this episode is a reflection of Colorado. And now that I've had a couple weeks to like integrate, just, I feel like something about being connected with nature really like tuned me into myself in a really powerful way. And so even when it comes to food, I'm like really checking in. It's helped me to slow down and just be like, okay, do I really need this thing? Or to know that even when it comes to like purchases or food or whatever, like tuning into my body and also knowing like there's no rush, right? Like these things are not going to disappear. Like I don't have to have the thing right now, right? Like I can, the cookie's still going to be there tomorrow or whatever it is, right? Cookie, clothes, whatever it is. And that's like really my Taurus. I feel like my Taurus was really grounded during this time. And so I'm noticing this really like flowing with myself and flowing. And it's interesting, like re-listening to this, because I recorded this episode literally the day I got back from vacation. And so now I think it's been 2 weeks since. And so I've had like a really a deeper integration period and a deeper reflection period. And I was talking about feeling a lack of freedom here. And now that like the kids and I have gotten into more of a routine and it is just us and we're sort of flowing with the way that we're doing things, I actually feel more freedom now with them in our little routine. Again, I have Mars in Capricorn in the sixth house. So I'm always like all like daily routine and health and stuff like that. I'm like so on fire about. So it feels really good to actually have a practice and a routine within our home in like kind of our own structure, because Saturn rules Capricorn. So that's all about structure and systems and everything like that. And so I'm feeling like really a lot better about that. So I am feeling more freedom and just able to, yeah, just flow and not really stress about things and just take things as they come. And I'm always working to reframe things as well. I was walking around at work yesterday and I had a moment where I was like, ugh, like, why am I here? Like, I still have my 9-to-5 and I'm working to at least go part-time in that so I can spend more time here, because this is what really lights me up and what really puts me on fire and where I'm so passionate about. And I love supporting and just all the things. And so this is my transition of this year. And so I had a moment where I was at work and I was like, ugh, like thinking about my age and where I'm at in life. And I was just like, whose timeline am I on, right? Like I'm on my own. There's no need to compare, because when we compare, I'm only holding myself back, right? I'm like, I'm telling myself, my subconscious is believing that I'm not where I'm at. I'm in a lack state. So I'm always working to reframe things so that I can have a more positive reframe, more positive story for my subconscious to believe. And I just realized that in comparing myself to possibly like my dad's success, in like putting it in timelines, I realized that actually, I feel like he came into more his stability a little bit older than I am currently now. And that was really empowering. I was like, okay, the timeline that I'm comparing myself to, which I shouldn't be comparing myself anyway, but there is no should and shouldn't. It is what it is, right? And also that's another thing, just like witnessing and allowing whatever's coming up to come up. And also that reframe of like, there is no, first of all, there is no timeline. You know, everything is as it is. Everything is perfectly as it's meant to be. And also like highly successful people come into their success after their 40s. And I'm not even 40 yet. So I'm like, okay, there is no pressure. There is no whatever. And so that like really helped me reframe my mindset and be like, okay, I'm literally flowing with this. I'm where I'm supposed to be. I'm learning whatever lessons I'm supposed to be learning. I'm grateful for the lessons and I'm just not going to push, right? And I think that's what I did for so long. I like scrambled and I pushed and I wanted to have the thing now. And it's like, that's not how it works. And also not shaming myself for that, just like witnessing it. So that is my little intro to my reflection, because yeah, as I've had more time to really integrate the lessons of that, that's what I've noticed, is this really a patience, a slower movement, an acceptance, an awareness, a witnessing, and all the things. It's really, really been beautiful. I feel like my emotions have been so much more. And I know I've talked about that in multiple episodes, just feeling so much more emotionally neutral over the past 10 months since I haven't been drinking. I've really only had like one really chaotic emotional time. And other than that, I just feel like I've really been able to witness what's been coming up and being like, that's really interesting, and not attaching the story. Like even yesterday I was driving and my body was feeling something and my mind automatically tied it to a specific person. And I was like, okay, well, that's interesting. What if my body is just feeling longing or love or whatever that emotion was in my physical body? And because that's the last time I felt it was with this specific individual, my mind is going to attach the feeling to that person and create the story that I don't have something, right? As opposed to, what if my body was just feeling that? There was something in me that was like, whatever message my body had for me, because emotions are spirit speaking through us. So what if my spirit was just feeling love? What if my spirit was just feeling desire or whatever it is, right? And was guiding me towards something. But instead of just being like, okay, this is what I'm feeling, my mind was like, oh, well, the last time I had this feeling was with this person, and I'm not with that person, and it didn't work out, and like whatever, like, stories our mind attaches to it. So I was able to really reframe that really quickly and just be in my body and be like, oh, this is actually just a feeling, like this is actually a beautiful feeling that I'm having right now in all its complexities and all its nuances and all of its layers, right? And just being able to witness and be with that. So yeah, this episode is a reflection of my trip. I was just so in my reflection, I guess. So I don't even know what word I'm looking for right now, but I've had a lot of time to integrate since then. So enjoy this episode. I hope it resonates. And I hope you are just flowing with yourself and allowing whatever is to be right now. And I say that, and I know, like, sometimes that's really hard to just witness what's coming up and witness yourself and allow. And I think that's really important, just to not, we need to release the shame. And shame is what holds us back so often, because we have all these stories. And I know, like, when I first started going to therapy, the label of, like, I held toxic shame in my body, which just means, like, we have shame in guilt, right? And guilt is when we feel like we did something, an action we took was wrong, whereas shame is we think we're wrong. And toxic shame is when just, like, everything, right? Like, everything we do, we just feel this deep inner, like, that defines us. And so when I started going to therapy, and this, like, my therapist had labeled me, I air quoting, labeled me as, like, holding toxic shame, which was very true at the time, because it was very much, like, in my victim mindset of, like, oh my gosh, this is always happening to me, and I just didn't see a way out. And so now that I'm further along my journey and I understand that, I'm like, I'm able to release that a little bit more. And then when that shame does come up, being more able to witness it. But it does, like, shame really does hold us back. And we do think that we are innately wrong when we hold such deep shame like that. And it's not true, right? Like, we are fully capable. We are fully worthy. We are whole exactly as we are. These are all lessons. It's all imperfect timing. And again, I know that that sometimes feels out of reach. And I, you know, I even go through a moment still where I'm emotional. Like, the last time I felt that deep, like, chaotic emotions, I was like, oh my gosh, this is, you know, like, that victim mindset. But, like, having the awareness and being able to witness it and sort of pulling yourself out of it and reframing and allowing, I think, is really important, and really coming into your body in those moments. And this intro is longer than I had expected it to be. But everything you need to know is down in the show notes. You can follow me on Instagram at rochelle.christiane. It's rochelle.christiane. TikTok is the same. YouTube is at Emotional Mastery Podcast. And website is rochellechristiane.com. All of the information is there. Holistic Human Design Academy starts again at the end of August, so you can get on the wait list. The Emotional Authority Workshop, Masterclass, Mini Course, whatever you want to call it, is coming out tomorrow, the 21st, as this episode is released. The first module will be dropping. So if you're interested, that link is also in the show notes. This masterclass is really just helping you really become familiar with your emotions, self-regulation tools, subconscious reprogramming tools, understanding the waves, the gates, the undefined, the open solar plexus, all the things, literally everything about emotional authority. So that link is going to be down below, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome back to another episode of the Emotional Mastery Podcast. I'm recording this on Saturday, July 8th. I almost said June 8th. I just got back from my trip in Colorado last night at 3 a.m., and I'm just, like, running, like, reflecting on the past week, actually the past 2 weeks. So I wanted to come and really reflect on that with you. And I don't know if this episode is going to go out this week or the following week, but within the next 2 week span, this episode will come out. The last 2 weeks has felt like some sort of vortex almost, where it's felt really, really long and also really, really short, because now I'm going back to work on Monday and sort of getting back into the flow of things. But I feel like, just with so much always, I just feel like when you can be conscious and present and allow the lessons and sort of be with everything that's coming up, it all changes you, right? It all changes parts of you, parts of your story, your literally on a cellular level. If you listen to the episode with Ken Close, we talked about how 800,000 new cells are created every single second in our body. 97% of those 800,000 new cells are adaptable, and they're just waiting for you to write the story, right? And so are you repeating old patterns? Are you repeating old thought processes, subconscious beliefs? Because we know that we manifest from our subconscious. So what we subconsciously believe is where we are manifesting from. So every single second, there's just such an opportunity to choose your path, to choose who you are, to choose where you're going, to choose to come from your highest self, whatever it is. You have the opportunity to choose. So in reflection, my parents rented a house in Colorado for the summer. They're still there. But they took my kids the week before I went. So I had this full week here where I felt deep shadows coming up around me and being and who I am if I'm not a mother. Not that I wasn't a mother in that week, but the freedom that I had was something I hadn't had since I was like 22, because I got pregnant at 23. And it was really interesting because I was really excited for it. I was really excited to spend time with myself. And I had planned on getting so much work done. And I accomplished none of that, basically. But I noticed also within that, I found a deep sense of alone or of loneliness. We'll say that, not aloneness, because that's a different thing. But I did find a deep sense of loneliness, because if I didn't have my kids, if I didn't have anything distracting me, I went out a few times, which was really lovely. It was really nice to get out and hang out with friends. And I didn't drink and I didn't feel pressure to drink. I didn't feel, I didn't feel the need to. I didn't feel like I did notice some shadows coming up of sort of that, well, what is fun if I'm not getting drunk and acting a certain way, I guess. I guess there's a part of me that my younger version of self just had to drink to fit in, had to do what everybody else was doing to fit in, had to like do all of that to feel this deep sense of connection. And I didn't feel it in a way of like pressure, feeling pressure to drink or pressure to do anything. But I guess it was just like sort of a bit of like soul searching of, okay, well, if I'm hanging out, because I did go out to a few bars with some friends and yeah, it was fun, but also bars aren't that fun if you're not drinking. But again, it's what is the thing that I'm looking for when it comes to alcohol, right? What is the thing? It's a connection. And so I was still able to go out and not drink and just hang out and have those connections and talk and laugh. And although the other people were drinking, which is totally fine, it was just nice to be out. And I realized that something that I have not had in my life a lot lately, I've been very, very focused on the podcast and Holistic Community Design Academy and really getting things going for myself and my business and really embodying this state of being and freedom and flow and all of these things that I'm calling in. And it sort of showed me the piece that was missing was being social, but more so connecting, right? Connecting in that social way, because I connect a lot. I connect with the women in the Holistic Human Design Academy. I connect with so many people on Instagram. I connect with people I have the podcast with. And it's all about this deeply spiritual journey and this personal growth, and it's so beautiful and it's so amazing, and I enjoy every single second of it. I enjoy every connection I make, and also it's mostly these online connections, which are awesome, but to be in the energy of somebody, to go out, just felt very nice. And So I found myself, I think it was, they left on Thursday. So I think it was Sunday. I slept until noon, which I never do. But I slept until noon and I went to the gym at like 5 and I just got to like sit and have some coffee and like no pressure of anything. And I was like, is this what normal people do? Like it was really nice. And also that was the day that I felt a deep like loneliness. And I have worked really hard and I feel like I'm very good at having awareness of my shadows and patterns as they come up and being able to give myself the thing that I'm needing instead of externalizing that to somebody else or seeking somebody else to fill something within me, which has been a huge pattern in relationships in my entire life, was always like needing that external validation and just needing the acceptance and needing somebody to tell me what to do and just needing somebody to fill that like void within me, even though it's never about that. It's about you filling it within you and then people that come into your life or compliments to you. And so I noticed that coming up and I sat with it and I was like, okay, I'm feeling lonely. You know, I have been single for 6 years now, I think it is. And so, yeah, there's sometimes that loneliness of like, oh, it'd be nice to have a man here to like share this space with. But then also it's like, what is underlying? What is beneath that? Right. And can I give that to myself? And can I find that feeling within myself and not have to have somebody else fill that? Because then when somebody else does come in, it's not filling a void. It is complementing the wholeness of who I am. Right. And even if you are seeking outside, I mean, we all need relationships. We all need relationships. I think 2 weeks ago within the Holistic Human Design Academy, we were talking about attachment theory and literally being in relationship with someone, whether it's a partner or a child or a family member or whatever it is, as we are in relationship with someone and as our energies are connected, we are like literally changing each other's like chemistry, right? Like our hearts beat in the same pattern. It's just like literally so many things. We need each other. We are here as beings, as emotional beings, right? That's part of the experience. And also we're here to be in relationship with people. So I'm not saying that you don't need the relationship. What I'm saying is that we need to find that space within ourselves and fill that. And then that partner or whatever it is that we're calling in will just be a complement to it and will support us and will push us forward and like all those beautiful things. So that day, yeah, it just felt like a deep sense of loneliness. And then, yeah, like I said, I didn't really like get as much accomplished as far as like this business, but I stayed busy. It was interesting. It was really interesting. That's all I can say. Just like really interesting redefining who I am without my kids. So then I drove from here to Colorado and I got from where I'm at to like Colorado Springs in one day. But it was really interesting as I was moving through these lands, I was feeling deeply emotional or deeply feeling. And a past version of myself would have taken that on to mean something about me or like just attached it to a story or something like that. But instead, I was able to sit with it and be like, huh, this is really interesting. Is this mine? This is a question I am getting very familiar with asking. And it's not always the easiest to do in the moment, but I try. But this time, because I was with me, myself, and I for, I think it was like 10 hours that day in the car, listening to podcast after podcast and just reflecting and being with myself and being in that energy, I was able to ask like, is this mine? Is this what I'm feeling, all these feelings, mine? And just what kept coming to me was that it's the land. It's there's such a deep history in this land that I don't think we honor enough. And so as I was like moving through that, that's what I was feeling. That's what was coming to me. And I reached out to Lauren Aletta. If you've listened to the podcast, she's been on here before. She's actually doing a guest talk within the Holistic Human Design Academy next week. And I'm so excited. But I reached out to her because I just value her opinion. And she is just like, it's just beautiful. And I was just reflecting what I was experiencing. And something that she said, she said that a lot of these highways are made on ley lines. So there's a lot of energy held within them. And we just got in a conversation and it was really validating, and not that I needed the validation. I think I needed the reminder to trust myself. And so it was really interesting as I was moving through that in these just beautiful lands. Like, I've traveled the world. I've traveled all over the world, and yet I haven't done much traveling within the US. And so it was actually really beautiful just to see the different like lands, just like geographical locations, right? Like the mountains and the hills and the valleys and like going through all these different environments. So it was really, really beautiful to experience that. And I was taking it all in, and I was trying to drive safely while like sort of being distracted by the scenery, because it really was beautiful. I was supposed to stop in New Mexico, and I decided to keep going. Just something in me was like, just keep going. I don't know. I wanted more time on, what day did I drive? I drove Thursday. So I wanted more time on Friday to be able to spend around Colorado Springs. I went to I think it's called Manitou Springs, where they have the Garden of the Gods, which was beautiful, beautiful. And then I just went to a coffee shop. I had some coffee, some breakfast. I just spent time with myself. I worked on the emotional authority course, which is coming out soon. I will drop the link in the show notes if you want to pre-sale, buy the pre-sale, so that when it starts coming out at the end of this month, like you'll have it. But I was just so inspired and just like channeling that course out. And so I've got like a good bulk of it now. But anyway, just soaking up. I went to an apothecary. I went to a dispensary. I just like sort of did things on my own. And it was really nice. It was just such a beautiful day. I went hiking around the Garden of the Gods for a little bit. I was picking my brother up in Denver, so I was trying to like stay within that area. But so then I picked my brother up and we went up to Keystone, Colorado, Dillon, Colorado, Frisco, Breckenridge area. You guys, it is fucking beautiful. Like, I could not get over it. Every single time I looked at a window or like you just, I mean, it's like something out of a movie. It is stunning. Like, I can't describe how much I felt that area. And I live currently in Dallas. I live on my Mars line. And let me tell you, Dallas has had some massive lessons for me. And it's been pretty actually deeply uncomfortable in Dallas. And so I looked up my astrocartography for Keystone, and it was still on my Mars line. So I'm not sure what I expected. I think I thought it was going to be the same and I was going to have the same energy. But I will have to like look at it again and see what, maybe it's like close to another line. But it was so different than what I expected it to be. And in the most beautiful way, I'm a Taurus. I have a lot of earth energy in my chart. I have my unconscious sun is in gate 30. So it's all about experiences and novelty. I'm 6'3", right? So everything's like change and movement and just being so deeply connected with earth, especially with all the earth energy. And so, I mean, I think we're all designed to be deeply connected to the land, to earth, and to just to feel her pulsate and all of the shifts and changes energetically. But I felt that so much there. And I felt so in flow, so at peace, so present. And I was creating the Gene Keys module for the Holistic Human Design Academy while I was there. And so then I was again slowly moving through my incarnation cross and integrating that and listening. And so much of my incarnation cross is being present. It's about teaching, because I'm a sixth line. So it's, of course, it's about like teaching and teaching the same thing over and over again. But it's also about getting those lessons through my own personal life by being deeply present, by having experiences, by committing to things that feel good for me. And so it was, as I was moving through that, I was feeling this deep presence, this like witnessing of myself. And I think a lot of times when, and this is just me coming from me, and this is why for me, releasing alcohol from my life has been absolutely transformational. I have an undefined G center. And if you have an undefined G center, Ross says you should not be drinking because the G center rules the liver and the liver holds anger, right? And so when you drink, you're impacting your liver and you're releasing anger. And I think we all have a lot of deep, I'm not sure what the wording I'm looking for is, but within our family, it's not just like our family in this lifetime, right? There's so much deeply karmic work in your family. I've actually looked at, it just blows my mind, but my family, if you listen to last week's episode, I talked about it a little bit with Jesse Eccles, but my family, my mom's north node is conjunct my moon. I'm trying to visualize it. My mom's north node is conjunct my moon. My north node is conjunct my daughter's moon. My dad's north node is conjunct my brother's moon. And believe it or not, my dad's mother's north node conjuncts his moon. It's fucking blows my mind. So it's like, even when you look at astrology and things like that, like so deeply karmic, so deeply intertwined and connected. And so it's like when you feel things, it's not even always necessarily from this lifetime. But I think like when we all get together and we're drinking, and especially for me, I'm like super emotional, and alcohol just like was not serving me in any way. I think it served its purpose when I was younger, and it is what it is. Like, I don't regret anything. But for me, being with my family in that way, in that space, and not drinking, because when you are drinking, the day after, of course, you're hungover, you're moody, you're frustrated, you're emotional, you're all the things. Like the day or two after, there can be 2 days after that you're feeling these things, which always would lead me to get frustrated. And then I would just feel like, bleh, I don't know how to explain it. So being there and not drinking was so amazing. Like, I feel like I was more connected to my family. I was able to be like more present with just nature and with what we were doing. And I feel like it allows me to be a little bit more open to receive and discern and reflect and witness, because I was drinking like non-alcoholic beers, and there was a comment made about how many of those have you had or something like that. And I felt a moment where I was like so like judged, and also knowing that like that's not me, right? That's not like mine. I don't have to take that on. And knowing that it came from a good space, I'm sure it came from a good space. But anyway, but like a past version of me who was maybe hungover or drinking would have gotten like snippy or like held on to that or whatever. But I was just kind of able to witness it and be like, huh, that's interesting. Like maybe I'm feeling a little shame for having like two or three non-alcoholic beers, even though they're not alcoholic, I'm not drinking, but I'm like showing up with them having the non-alcoholic beers. But anyway, it was really cool to have options. There was a lot of, everywhere we went would have non-alcoholic beer, non-alcoholic wine. And it was actually really cool because then it allowed me to feel, not that I didn't feel a part of it if I wasn't drinking, but I think a lot of times we drink to feel connection. And I've been drinking for a long time. I started really young. And that was always the thing, right? We had wine with dinner. We would be social together and we would drink and we would go out and party and drink. Everything revolved around drinking. So although it's been 9 months I've been sober, I believe, September, 9 months, the craving so much, like, isn't necessarily there as much. I don't like feel that craving. Like I had to change everything. I had to cut everyone off. I had to just like hermit in my house and not put myself in any situation that was going to tempt me or make me want to drink. And so I'm definitely past that point. I don't feel that anymore, but I did feel a little bit like left out because everybody was drinking. And that's just the way that it's all we've always like shown up, I guess, in those situations. Like vacations, and I guess, it was like, I don't know, if it was a beautiful day outside and we were going for a hike, it's just kind of weird. It's like, oh, you want to go find a patio of a restaurant and just have a glass of water? Like, no, let's just like go have a drink so we can like sit and talk and like look at our pictures and whatever. So it was just really nice that there was a lot of like non-alcoholic options there, beers, IPAs, wine, like whatever. That was really nice because that just, I guess, made me feel like I fit in a little bit more, or like made me feel like I was part of it a little bit more. But anyway, yeah. So it was just like really beautiful. And, you know, we went hiking and just being in nature. I'm a Taurus. So I just feel like I love to be in my own space in nature. Like, I don't necessarily, like, I'm not going to be the one that's going to be sitting, like, going for a hike. And then, I mean, let me rephrase. I enjoy, so when I was creating, when I was working with somebody to create my brand guidelines, my, one of my, like, words for my brand guideline is juxtaposition. And I had to send her a whole bunch of Pinterest boards or pictures of aesthetics and spaces and whatever. And I would always come up with this. There's this one image that, like, I would find, like, over and over, but it was basically in the middle of a forest, this beautiful, beautiful space. And it was like this glass house, right? So it's like, I always think about that. Like, I love to be in it, but I love to be in my space. I'm not necessarily wanting to be outside with the spiders and the bears and the fox or whatever, but I want to be, like, safely in my space, but I want to be able to see it all and be in it and have the opportunity or the, like I can go outside and sit in ground and walk around and be with nature and, like, touch a tree or whatever, but I want to come back to my space at the end of the day. So I think, I feel like that's what this was. It was just like, we opened the windows and there was, you know, the breeze. Oh, the temperature was so beautiful. But it's like anywhere you looked was just, like, stunning and full of trees and wildlife. And it was just like I just felt so good in that environment. And the last time I felt so, like, in tune with a space was when I lived in Italy. I lived on the beach, but behind us were the mountains. So I had the best of both worlds. And I'm in human design. My environment is markets. And so I just feel like that's, like, such, like, the markets vibe, right? It's just, like, sort of having the best of everything and, like, being around people, but, like, not. And this is why I always, like, love cities, because it allows me to be in the energy of, but I can also just stay at my house, right? And so it kind of reminds me of that. That's the, what I love about a space like that. Like, I can be surrounded by nature, but also just be in my house and witness it and, like, feel the breeze and go outside and go for a hike if I want to. But it was just like, even going to towns, I did a lot of shopping, but even just going to like different cities and towns, just the scenery, it was like, I wanted to pull over and take pictures, like, every second, every, like, mile we went, I was like, ooh, picture here. But I just felt, yeah, I felt so deeply in tune with myself. I felt really, really grounded. I just felt really connected with my family and with my kids and being present with them. And I just felt so free. And this has always been my word, always. Like, when I do TBM, your authentic code, or, you know, a manifestation babe, we are creating our visions and just anything. It always, for me, it's freedom. It's travel. Those are, like, my two biggest things, right? Like, when I think about, like, my success, I want freedom to travel and work from anywhere. Like, that's it. I don't need millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. I just need what I'm calling in. And I'm a Taurus sun and a Leo moon and Leo rising. So I do like nice things, right? Like, if I'm traveling, I want to travel first class and I want to get, like, the really nice hotel and I want to be able to go places, but it's just freedom and travel. Those are my pillars. And so I felt really free there. And of course, travel, because I was traveling, and it reminded me how important travel is to me. Like, I know it's always important, but I haven't traveled much since I've been in Dallas. And it just reminded me, like, first of all, I don't have to go that far in order to, like, get that travel fix, get that novelty fix, get that, like, change of scenery fix, right? And I can do it with my kids. That was something I had to really reframe for myself, because I felt so stuck and so restricted when I had two kids. And I felt like I felt like I couldn't travel because for some reason there was a disconnect between traveling and being with them. And it doesn't have to be. I can travel with them, right? And that's also a huge thing, to show them the world, to show them these places and spaces. And that's why I want to travel internationally with them, because I just think there's so much value and there's so much in traveling internationally that there's so many lessons in it, and you get a better education, I feel like, from that than, like, any textbook, right? Being around people that don't look like you, that don't speak the same language, that don't believe in the same things, but, like, being able to hold space and have those conversations and connect is just so beautiful. So, but yeah, it really showed me that I can have all those things. I don't have to go that far for it right now, right? And I think for me, it was just this presence, this like deep presence. Like I was able to make a few calls. I was able to do some work and also just being present. I like would catch myself like when I was with my kids or with my son and trying to like do an Instagram story and he was in the background getting my attention. I'm like, I don't need to make this story right now. I don't need to make a post. I probably didn't post that much over the last week. So it was like a deep lesson in presence in a beautiful way. I loved it. And then we got back last night and today I've noticed myself being frustrated. And this is like part of my practice. I mean, it was difficult, I think, in the beginning to like get into the practice and the habit of it. But now it's just like second nature where I'm like, I feel myself so frustrated. I'm like, okay, what is this? Why am I feeling this? Okay, I feel stuck. That's what it is. I don't feel the freedom that I felt. And also, how can I bring that feeling here? Like, how can I bring that feeling into my everyday now? Because in order to manifest the things that we desire, part of the process is to act as if, right? So acting as if I am that version of myself that I was like last week, right? And like, why is the disconnect between here and there? Part of it is that now I'm here for the rest of the summer by myself, and it takes a village to raise kids. It really does. And so doing it by myself like can be exhausting and frustrating, and I don't have the freedom to do things. And I think because I had a week of freedom and, well, I had 2 weeks of freedom essentially, and then now it's coming back and I feel that restriction setting on, but I'm like, okay, it doesn't have to be like that. I can find a babysitter, or I can drop my son off at a drop-in daycare place. There are options, right? I don't have to feel like I'm not free anymore. So again, bringing that in to my life now and here. And I also noticed tonight, I was cooking dinner, but I noticed like that frustration setting on. And I was, again, working through that in my mind. And I was like, wanted to have one of my non-alcoholic beers or the Botanic Tonics, which is awesome. And I drank that this week when I was just feeling like, wanted to be part of it or whatever. And so I was like feeling myself wanting those. And although they are non-alcoholic, it was the mindset behind it of like, okay, I'm doing this to like, I'm air quoting again, I'm like doing this to relax or take a load off or whatever it is. And it was more like the mindset thing. Cause like physically, it's not going to get me intoxicated. It's not going to get me drunk. It's not going to numb my emotions. But it's like the habit and the ritual of it. Like that's what I used to have done. And I think because that's what everybody was doing for the past week. So that was interesting to witness. So I had my tea first. I made dinner first. I did all the things. And then I sat and I had my little like mocktail. So of course, like you pick your battles, pick and choose, and it's not alcohol and that's fine. And I'm just feeling really, although there were moments where I kind of really wanted to drink, again, it was like looking at it, like why? It's because of the connection. It's because that's what we always did. It's because that's what everybody else is doing. And also like so empowering that I didn't, and so empowering that I stayed in my own physical body and my own energy and just like owned that. And that in itself was really, really empowering and beautiful. I was combining two words in one, but really empowering and beautiful to be able to stay within my space. And it was fun, right? Like I had such, honestly, I think this was one of the best family trips we've ever taken for me personally, right? I mean, just to be with my kids and my parents, and my brother, and had a like dear friend drive through and got to like spend like 30 minutes together. But it was just so, I don't know. It was lovely. So I feel like today, because I was feeling really frustrated and just like reflecting, I wanted to come here and sort of talk about my reflections, because for one, that's what this podcast is all about, right? It's about sharing those, and literally I need to like speak things through me. So it's a outlet for me, and also to support you. If any of you are experiencing any of the similar things, if you're feeling stuck or trapped in your life, or if you've maybe had tumultuous relationship with your family, or if you have given up alcohol or you're struggling with alcohol or like whatever, right? There's something in here for everyone. And in my sharing of my story, I hope that it's supportive for you, because that is my goal, is just to make you feel less alone. Because I think so many people, right, when we go through our healing journeys or whatever, we're just very much in that victim thing of like, I'm the only one that's experiencing this and nobody else is experiencing this and this is all happening to me and da da da, like whatever it is. And as you learn and as you grow, yes, you are the star of your own show, because that is the way it is. You're not in anybody else's mind, right? You're not having anybody else's experiences. And also knowing that you are not alone in it. Like, we are all in this together. And so in sharing my story and my reflections and my experiences, I know that there's someone else out there that is experiencing something similar, or is a couple steps back from me, or even a couple steps forward from me, or whatever it is. And so I love like connecting over it as well. I love hearing from you guys in my DMs. Like, it literally makes my day. And so yeah, I guess that's my reflection over the last 2 weeks of being home alone and redefining my role if I'm not a mother. And I will say, when I got to my kids, I felt whole. And I know I'm whole as I am, whether I'm here without them or whether I'm with them. But I think, like, I am not your traditional mother. I am not the Pinterest mom. I am not the one that knows all of my kids' friends' moms. I'm not on top of all the school stuff. Like, but I know my kids know that I love them and I show up for them, and I'm really trying hard at this conscious parenting thing. And I feel like I'm present for them. And also it's parenting. It's never easy. But yeah, I'm not like the traditional parent in that sense. And so I absolutely lost my train of thought there. Don't remember what I was saying about my reflection. Oh yeah, like redefining my role. Oh, and then being whole with them. Yeah, because I am not like that traditional mom. And I wasn't necessarily the kid that like dreamt of being a mom for her whole life. I love my kids and I would never change a single thing for the world. They're absolutely meant to be here in my life. But yeah, I'm not that typical mom. So I think I was a little bit surprised at the week that I was without them, that how much of that came up. But again, like 13 years, 14 years of being defined as a mother, right? Like prioritizing somebody other than yourself. Of course, you have to fill your own cup to be able to fill their cups. And I think that's something that you learn. But yeah, it was really interesting that I was like, who am I? I don't even know who I am anymore. Like, when it was just like me and I had complete freedom to like do whatever I want and go wherever I want and be whatever I want. So it was really, really interesting. And then of course, when I got back with them, I felt like a sense of purpose almost, like that those questions sort of went away. But I'm glad that I was able to ask those questions, because I think that was really important that I create the space to find myself in a way that wasn't a mom. So yeah, it was really interesting. It was really beautiful. I felt like I was in a vortex, like time felt like it didn't move and also went so fast. But I feel like so much has changed, even in like the 10 days that I was, you know, more or less gone and not working and things like that. But it also showed me how I want to craft my reality, how I want to, it allowed me to redefine or get more clear on the things that I'm calling in. So I will be working on that. I will be working on my manifestations and all the things. So yeah. That is my reflections. I'm leaving it at that. Colorado is beautiful. Go if you have a chance. That's what I will say. Be present with yourself. Practice presence, because it really, really is powerful. And I just looked at it, 12:22 a.m. So practice presence. Be with yourself. Allow yourself to be bored. These are all lessons from this past week. Allow the experiences and just let it go, right? Like let it go. Let all the shit go that doesn't matter. Easier said than done, but it's really powerful. It's really powerful to let it go. So with that, that is my reflection of the past 2 weeks. I hope you enjoyed it. And I will speak to you next week.